The White House Report.
As President Trump likes to tout a great economy with a 3.9% overall unemployment rate for the month of April, there are some that contradict the president's claim. Gene Sperling of the Obama and Clinton White Houses and the National Economic Council.
Indeed, job growth in 2017 was actually less per month than it was in the 4 years and through the entire Obama second term. I think what's really the most still puzzling for people is that even though it's good to see unemployment rate drop, wages have not been as strong. And during the Clinton administration, for example, when we saw unemployment drop this low, you were also seeing very robust income gains across the spectrum, middle-income families, low-income families, African-American families. You know, here you saw very muddled growth, and that's puzzling to people because you want to see a tighter labor market actually mean that employers are raising wages and giving more people a chance, and you really just didn't see that in this month's number. You didn't see more people coming in the labor force, and you saw wage growth, income growth be fairly disappointing.
As President Trump likes to tout the fact that black unemployment is dropping, black unemployment is still twice that of white America, but also the highest rate in black unemployment is that of black teens.
Well, I think there was, it's good to see that most indications for unemployment were moving in the right direction. One place that has not moved in the right direction has been African-American teen. African-American teen unemployment has not gone down with everything else. And I think that is, again, a reason why you need really, you know, targeted, strong efforts that are aimed at parts of the country where the job market is not experiencing the same degree of recovery and where you need the commitment to getting young people into the labor market and working. And so I think that is an area we should be watching and hoping that the black teenage unemployment rate heads down with other parts of the economy. But while, even though unfortunately it has really turned up over the last year.
So black unemployment and Hispanic unemployment dropped, but black teen is still up.
Yes, black unemployment and Hispanic unemployment had gone down dramatically since 2010 by the time President Obama had left. Since they've left, they've continued to inch down, not anything dramatic. Again, most of the major gains that happened from 2010 to the end of Obama term. But the good news is that it has been still creeping down. It's just unfortunate that the African-American teen unemployment rate actually, rather than going down, has actually turned up over the last 12, 15 months, and that's something to keep our eye out for and something we should be asking ourselves what we could be doing policy-wise to make sure more youth all across America are benefiting from a tighter labor market.
For more on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.